Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the California Angels, Nolan Ryan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Washington reaches second base with a double. Squires goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Washington scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Lemon moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Don Osnow pitching. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Angels, 5, White Sox, 5. Gil Rondon now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Downing moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon bunts towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison strikes out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich moves to second. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller strikes out. The ball gets by Colburn. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Grich. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Willie Akins pinch hits for Jim Anderson. Ed Farmer now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grich scores. Clark moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Angels, 7, White Sox, 7. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bert Campaneris now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Oss covering, for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Squires moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off LaRoche, and towards Grich, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Two outs. Mike Barlow now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 7. The Angels will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Morrison bunts towards the mound. Barlow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morrison moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barlow fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 7. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gritch strikes out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark throws the ball into Gritch, who tags Bannister, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 7. The Angels will come to bat. Larry Harlow pinch hits for Bert Campaneris. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Farmer covering, for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ford for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and California Angels, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.